Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at American Door Mashers. I hope you don't have to use them at any point in time of your life. But if you do, American Door Mashers wants to take care of your doors, your garage doors. If your car is stuck in there, if you can't get in, can't get out, and busted springs or track issues, you'll love our great friends over at American Door Mashers. Check them out. You can email them, info@americandoormashers.com. 24-hour emergency service, locally licensed, bonded, insured. It's AmericanDoorMasters.com. We have a poll question up. This is our Ingles poll question. Sam, I'll let you do the honors. Is it up, by the way?
We do indeed have a poll up on our website. You can find it at TheRoarFM.com. And it is in relation to the topic that we are about to discuss, the greatest Clemson football player of all time. Bit of a loaded one. But we have seven choices, and then, of course, our trusty other, as picked by you, Mickey Plyler, by the way, so don't yell at me. I didn't choose him. Travis Etienne, Christian Wilkins, Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, CJ Spiller, Sammy Watkins, Anthony Simmons, and then an other tab, which, again, I wish we could put a write-in tab, but I feel like that would probably end poorly. However, theroarfm.com, you can vote on our website or our app, and that is our Ingles poll question for today, and that will lead us into this segment.
All right, let me do this. Let me keep me up to date with that in this show.
Indeed. It is up from today till Friday, for what it's worth, so we will have full numbers on Friday as well, and okay. We will update you. I will update you as the show goes along.
Appreciate the folks at Ingles doing that and you doing that. Sam, all right, in preparation for this segment, because someone asked the other day, I brought it up. I was trying to make a case for Travis Etienne being the greatest player in Clemson football history. Now, you know me, as Landon can tell you, and then who was our intern that came in the one day, Landon, the other intern, and she got all over me about Wilt Chamberlain.
Ashby
got on me about Wilt Chamberlain. So, I'm always going to yield to the old guy, right? Like, I'm going to tell you how great Terry Kinnard was. Terry Kinnard, by the way, in 1982, National Defensive Player of the Year. Like, phenomenal safety. Like, just unbelievable football player. The best safety in Clemson football history. All right? But, and I'm going to make this case, and I try to consider all of the greats. And that's hard to do, but all of the greats. And I've seen all the greats since 74 on. All right? So, with that said, 50 years of watching these greats. With that said, one of my considerations was how many times you were an All-American. And now that's not totally fair because, like, Trevor's only a one-time All-American, but Trevor also had Joe Burrow in there in his last year, and then Joe Burrow threw for 60 touchdowns or something crazy like that. All right? So you can't help that. But it is part of the equation. So the trivia question I have for you, I don't have anything to give away, but I'm going to tell you right now, maybe Tim Bray would get this. I don't know anybody else that would get this immediately off the top of their head. But, gentlemen, there are five men who have been three-time All-Americans at Clemson. I'll allow you guys to guess. I'll allow the textures to try to get in. I wish I could give away something. Can we do a T-shirt? Can I do that?
That's above my head. That's a Ben Milstead question.
If you can come by and get it, we'll give you a T-shirt.
Yeah, we got good shirts.
All right, we got great shirts. Let's do that. So for a T-shirt, I want to know the five, and you got to get all five, the five men who were three-time All-Americans. There's no four-time All-Americans in college football. That doesn't happen. Can you look that up for me, Landon? Has there ever been a four-time All-American in college football? And nowadays, you only get three because you get 3 years and you're going to the NFL. But I want to know who are the and you got to name all five. And here's the thing I'm going to do. In order to not give it away, I'm not going to say, yeah, that guy's right, this guy's wrong. I'm not going to do that. And if we don't have by the end of the segment, I'll start narrowing it down a little bit. With that said, in consideration for the question that was asked the other day, or the comment I made the other day about ETM being the best player ever, the other guys in consideration, I would say this. If you're not the best at your position, is it deductive reasoning? Stand to reason that you're not the best player in Clemson history? Like, if you're the second best defensive lineman, and those are arguable, But like, if you're the second best running back
in team history,
Yeah. So you know you can't be the best player.
Someone would be ahead of you.
Right.
But you can be in the top 10.
So the best defensive back to ever play football at Clemson was Terry Kinnard. And look, to be honest with you, they've had some great ones. All right, we've had some unbelievably talented football players in the secondary here. Most notably, as far as the All-Americans go, let me tell you the most honored of those players in the secondary. You had Ty Hill was a Thorpe Award finalist. He's the only Thorpe Award finalist. You had a two-time All-Americans, Terry Kinnard, Donnell Wolford, DeAndre McDaniel. We had guys that made the All-Conference team on three occasions. Robert O'Neill made three All-Conference teams. Brian Dawkins made three All-Conference teams. Dawkins in the conversation, but Dawkins was a great player here, but not an elite player here. Dawkins was a better football player in the NFL than he was here. Terry Kinnard also three-time, Terry Kinnard was with the on the ACC 50-year selection deal. A Pro Bowler, a Super Bowl champion, the National Defensive Player of the Year. Kennard's the best defensive back to ever play here. I think Anthony Simmons is in the conversation because Anthony Simmons is the best linebacker to ever play here. With all due respect to Levon Kirkland and Ed McDaniel and Keith Adams and Leroy Hill and Dorian O'Daniel and Isaiah Simmons and Jeff Davis, Johnny Rembert, like I said, Keith Adams, you know, all those great ones in there. Anthony Simmons is the best linebacker to play Clemson. Give me the stats landed on this. Anthony Simmons had all 3 years he played here, he had 150 tackles or more. Is that right?
Yeah, it was pretty insane looking at it. Once I really kind of sat and looked at it, it was pretty crazy. But I mean, Adams, you mentioned his name too. Maybe one of the best seasons of all time.
Adams had a couple of great seasons. One.
Yeah, one individual season. I won't put him in there as the greatest, but man.
So what do you know those guys in front of? By the way, quickly, do we have any four-time All-Americans?
So it's hard to find because the ones that I've only been able to find were before the year of 1900. So there was guys that way back when. So
we don't have four.
Nah.
All right.
Three is there's basically a 1,000-weight tie for three.
What was Keith Adams? What was the year?
1999.
All right.
He had – it was like 170 – going through this media guide, I have now lost where it was. But it was like 170 tackles, 35 tackles for loss, and like 16 sacks all in 1 year.
Yeah. And Simmons' year was like 158, 167, yeah. 178 or something like that. Three straight.
I'm getting back to it. Hold on. Give me one more second, and I got you.
Because Simmons – and look, I thought beforehand – I'd say this, and there's different categories. Jeff Davis was the most valuable player in Clemson football history. Jeff Davis put together the national championship team. Him and Jeff Bryant did that.
Simmons, it was 3 years. In 95, he had 150 total tackles with 11 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks. 96, he had 178 tackles, 16 for loss, 7 sacks. And then in 97, he had 158 tackles, 25 for loss, and 8 sacks. So in that 97 season, he was just a monster. He had 486 total tackles in 3 years, 52 tackles for loss, and 18.5 sacks from the linebacker position.
How about that? I think we got a winner. We have a winner. 0805.
Oh, no. Now you got to get approval
hold
for
on,
a t-shirt.
Hold on.
We got plenty.
All right, hold on. I might have two winners in here.
Who got it first?
Yeah, at 712 today, 7815 got it. I thought you guys would have not gotten that. That's amazing. How did y'all know that? I'll give you that a second.
Good researchers.
Yeah. We'll get both those guys t-shirts if they can come by here and get them. All right. And I'll get with you on that, folks, here in a second. So the best defensive lineman ever. I'm going to go with Christian Wilkins.
As the greatest?
As the greatest defensive lineman ever at Clemson.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, player?
No, that's
surprising.
Now, look, this is hard because you had Christian Wilkins won the Campbell Trophy. But we have some McNardick finalists. Vic Beasley and Wilkins were McNardick finalists. Daquan Bowers and Cleveland Farrell were Hendricks Award winners. You had William Perry and Michael Dean Perry and James Robinson and Jeff Bryant and Jim Stuckey and Daquan and Beasley and Grady Jarrett and Christian Wilkins and Watkins. And I mean, there's a bunch of Dexter Lawrence is one of the best to ever play here, no doubt. But I'm going Christian Wilkins. I think the best offensive lineman to ever play at Clemson, I think there's a long line to call in this room, in this category. I'm going to go with Mitch Hyatt here. Oh,
yeah. Two-time All-American, I believe.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
So was Vic, for what it's worth.
Yes.
On the other side.
Yes. In this one, also, he was the Jacobs blocking trophy with the best offensive lineman in the ACC twice. He's the only guy to win it twice at Clemson for the best offensive lineman there. Two-time All-American and a three-time, I think I'm right by saying this, Hyatt was a four-time All-ACC guy. Kyle Young would be up there as well because Kyle Young was a Remington finalist twice, but Mitch Hyatt, I'm going Hyatt there.
Set school records in starts, snaps played.
Yeah.
Fascinating how he just didn't turn into an NFL player.
No, either. He really wasn't. And he wasn't big enough to be, and he wasn't that powerful to all this. But college-wise, game
6'5", 306.
Yeah, but game one, started right off the bat.
Shout out to Mitch Hyatt, pride of Swanee, Georgia right there. He went to the same high school as me.
I'm going Big Benny Cunningham at tight end. There, we've had some great ones. I'm going Cunningham there. At wide receiver, Jeff Scott and I had a conversation about this, and man, it's hard. And at wide receiver, obviously, we've got a long list of guys to call roll in the class. Jay Butler and Perry Tuttle and Rod Gardner and Sammy and Nuke and Mike Williams and T. Higgins and all. I'm going Sammy.
It's another hard one because a lot of the guys are still playing, still. Obviously, we have what they did at Clemson. But
all I care about is Clemson, though. Because if in the NFL, once
Nuke's second?
Nuke's a better pro than Sammy. Sammy's a better college player.
I think Sammy is probably he was on. We did a couple months ago. I looked at the list of top 25 most explosive players to play in the last 25 years, and Sammy wasn't on there. And he was one that I felt. When you watch that dude play. Can't stop him.
Quarterback. You can have the argument of Watson and Lawrence. I've talked to staff members about this. I go Lawrence. Other people go Watson. And those guys are in consideration for the greatest player ever. Up until I never thought I'd say this. But C.J. Spiller is only the second best running back at Clemson, and it's Travis Etienne. So let me give you this. Travis Etienne, the case for the greatest player in Clemson history. Travis Etienne has 1,000 more rushing yards than the second-place guy, Raymond Priester. Travis Etienne averaged almost 7/10 of a yard more than the guy second-place in Clemson history. Etienne has 70 rushing touchdowns at Clemson. Second place is 47, James Davis.
That's just rushing?
They're just rushing touchdowns. He has 70. James Davis has 47. James Davis is second most ever. Like, CJ had 32 rushing touchdowns. Travis Etienne has 70. And Travis Etienne is a three-time All-American. So for the list, and we'll get the two T-shirts out of the guys, here are the five Clemson football players who are three-time All-Americans. I give it to you guys. You got it so much faster than I thought. William Perry is a three-time All-American at Clemson. Anthony Simmons is a three-time All-American at Clemson. Sammy Watkins is a three-time All-American at Clemson. Christian Wilkins is a three-time All-American at Clemson. Travis Etienne, three-time All-American at Clemson. Those are the five that have made three years of being on an All-American team.
You asked about the four-time All-Americans. As Landon pointed out, for football, all of them were 1900 or before in the Ivy Leagues.
Right.
So I went and looked at our number two sport here, kind of with basketball, and names we would know. There are a few in basketball.
Yes.
You got Tyler Hansbrough is the only men's player, and then on the women's side, you got some names you would know. Caitlin Clark, Cheryl Miller, Diane Taurasi, Courtney Paris. Very, very rare in any sport. You have a lot in wrestling, is what I found. In the Big Ten especially, but very rare to have a four-time All-American in any sport. Football especially in Football, especially nowadays, because kids aren't going to stick around 4 years and make four All-American teams play immediately and then not go to the NFL if they have that opportunity after the third year.
Right.
So I don't know if you're ever going to see it happen.
And you won't see it in basketball anymore.
I mean,
either.
Like if you were to think of a play, Jeremiah Smith could do it right now probably. But
yeah,
he would have to stick around all 4 years.
Right, and that ain't happening.
He's not going to do that.
Right, that ain't happening. Crazy. I enjoyed that segment. We'll get some thoughts on that coming up. My great friends at Wendy's want to start your breakfast off right, start your day off right, and they don't want to break your bank account. You know, football tickets cost more now. You know how you save money? Go to Wendy's. Wendy's is in the business of having you some quality meals and getting you some variety with your breakfast. We talk about the burrito or the difference in a biscuit or a croissant. Or an English muffin. I love the variety there. But really, I'm going to be able to afford football tickets this year by going to Wendy's. Wendy's is going to save you money. Two for $3 Biggie bundle bag right now. Start your day off right. Seasoned potatoes, hot coffee, cold coffee. Wendy's would love to serve you this morning. Let's hear some phone calls on that subject and more. Much more when you come back right after this.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO, or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Before we know it, the team will be running down the hill and another great season of Clemson football will be here. Get your RV spot secured now with Clemson Hills RV Club. Really close to the stadium side of campus, they offer full hookup with 50-amp service, along with 30 acres of trails and creeks, as well as unforgettable mountain views. Clemson Hills RV Club is your place to park your RV this season. Find out more at ClemsonHillsRVClub.com. That's ClemsonHillsRVClub.com. Go Tigers!
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Roma Bio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at SpectrumPaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
It's bow time. When you combine the bold taste of a Bojangles Chicken Supreme with dill pickles, Carolina Gold barbecue sauce, and a toasted bun that's great on the go, you get Bo's Bird Dog. In fact, you can grab two of them for $5. Available for a limited time only. It's bow time.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Looking for a big new game to play? Well, there's no game bigger than the new dino-sized Jurassic Park scratch-off game from the South Carolina Education Lottery, which gives you a chance to win up to $200,000 instantly. And if that weren't enough, you can enter for a chance to win an exciting trip to beautiful Hawaii, where you could win up to $1 million. So get down to your local lottery retailer today, and welcome to Jurassic Park. For game odds and details, visit sceducationlottery.com or the Players Club app.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Yes, I understand that every life must end, uh-huh. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go, uh-huh. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one. Yeah, others, they got none, huh? Stay with me, let's just breathe.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, my great friends at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com, the full-service lumber yard. If you, one of the most interesting marketing thoughts I've ever had or ever heard. I was with Randy one day, and he says, let's put this in sport terms for you. He goes, we want to be your starting quarterback, but we don't need to be the starter right away. He said, here's the deal. Give us a small order, and we'll do that so well that we'll earn more of your business. He said, let us be the walk-on, and we'll earn the starting quarterback job. I like that. And so if you've never used them in the past, Harbin Lumber, full-service lumber yard. Let them take care of you. It's my great friends at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. I'm so disappointed in this because as people are pointing out now, AI's ruined, like, trivia contests. Like, you can't. I've never had a lot of trivia on the show anyway. We won't do a lot of giveaways. We won't do all that stuff. But that was a fun thing. And all of a sudden, you just go AI. Now, all these people, this was spurt it all out.
To be fair, the Google AI is wrong about half the time. So, you know.
It really is.
You're asking whoever the best researcher is to find it, because it took a second to find. But yeah. For what it's worth, we've gotten about a million texts on the subject. Once again, theroarfm.com or our webs or our app, which many of you have. If you don't have it, download it for football season. Go vote on the actual poll. We only have 16 votes on it. We have many more texts than that. So yeah. Go vote in the poll.
Yeah. And we gave away our t-shirts and all that. So anyway, I don't think you get a t-shirt if you use AI, but I thought y'all had to get it yourself, and people aren't honest to do that. But anyway, we did that for sure. 654 Roar, I'm going to continue that conversation so much more. It's Win Game Wednesday too, fellas.
It is. Landon's last Win Game Wednesday.
That is your last one.
Last one.
Tearful. I'll let you pick a team, by the way, okay. for your
I gotta really go dive in here.
I'm interested in Louisville. I told you yesterday, 20 projected starters are seniors at Louisville. They're the most experienced football team I've ever seen. I wonder what the average age of the starter is, because a lot of these guys are like fifth or sixth or seventh years too. Like, I wonder what the age of that is. 654 Roar, Brandon is up next. Brandon, thanks for hanging on. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Blessed, man. Very blessed. Glad to have you with us.
I just wanted to call and see what you thought about the Rasul Fajon not being cleared to South Carolina yet, and if you think that he's going to be cleared to play this year.
Couple things. The timing of it is absolutely atrocious, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves that they've drugged this thing out for this long. There is no more information anybody could be wanting. We know everything about the case, and they should have done this a long, long time ago. With that said, and just by the timing alone, now he's like, you got to let him play just because we've held him all, out there dangling for so long. With that said, I don't think anybody should play 7 years in college football. I just don't, and that's not a South Carolina Clemson thing. That's just a football. You got 5 years, play four. Don't play seven. And I just don't make. I don't care anything about any injuries or anything about any where you're at. You're 25, 26, 27 years old now. Like, you don't need to be playing college football. 7 years, that no one signs up for seven. And I don't believe he deserves a seventh year personally.
Okay. Well, you think Lenore Sellers is going to have a blowout season this year?
I think North Sellers is going to have an unbelievable season. I think he's going to be in Heisman talk. I think he's going to continue to evolve. He'll have a little better passing game around him, and the wide receivers will be better. Hope they can protect him a little bit better, and hope they give him a running game to go in that as well. It'll be interesting to see his development with Mike Shula as a coordinator and what they want to do. But I think Lenore Sellers will be right in the middle of the Heisman conversation and will be considered one of the greatest years in South Carolina history.
Got you. Well, one more thing. What's the record for South Carolina this year?
Woo! We'll do a win game. How about that? We'll do it right now on a little win game Wednesday. So we'll get everybody's thoughts on that. Brent, I appreciate the phone call, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yep. On the Faison deal, anybody disagree? Y'all want him to get a – I don't say want him. I'm not – this is not a personal thing. Should someone get a seventh year? Like, what circumstances? Like, how many different schools can you go to, and how many different times you transfer, and how many different junior colleges and prep schools and years, and how many ACLs can you tear? How much cancer can you have in your family? Like, what in the world are we doing with all these subjective issues that are out there? Did anybody in any circumstances deserve 7 years of football?
It's always been my thought that any athlete should be capped at five maximum. You get four, and then you get an injury year if you so choose, because there are plenty of college kids that go for 5 years. The numbers dwindle a lot when you get to six and seven. And you shouldn't be playing at 25 years old against 18 and 19.
Here's who you got 6 years. That's the list. No one should get six.
Yeah, I think it should
nor
be
seven.
Five maximum.
And the argument can't be, well, this guy got seven. This guy got eight. The Miami guy got nine. Was it nine?
Yeah.
I just think at some point, you get one injury if you want it, but like.
Cam Rising was approaching seven.
I mean, you can't get seven. For me, first of all, you shouldn't get six.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's like. I'm a big believer, and I feel like everything happens for a reason, right? And I feel like there is a plan for us, and I feel like if you're getting to the seventh year, it almost kind of feels like maybe that's just not your plan. And there's nothing wrong with that, but maybe just find a different avenue, you know? Like if all these little weird things that you just don't expect to happen seem to kind of happen, I feel like that's a sign that, I don't know, man, maybe you're meant in the sports world, just maybe not playing because now you're putting your own health in danger trying to play through, if you've had all these bad injuries, trying to play through that. But that's just my thought, I guess.
I will say, and I'm sure there are plenty of people who share this sentiment, and this has helped. There have been plenty of good players, I think of basketball especially, for this argument, where Clemson's had guys play 5-6 years. There is nothing more infuriating to me as a fan of a team than when my college team gets beat by like a 25-year-old. Like, you get 30 hung on you by a dude who's 25 years old. It's time. Like, Boo Booey did it to Purdue a few years ago before I even got here. Boo Booey was doing it. It's like, it's time, man. It's helped Clemson before. It will help them in the future, but I've always thought five is the absolute cap. And if you have an injury, we can discuss that, but they're way too lenient with the amount of years these guys get right now I think.
Totally agree.
However, they're waiting way too long on this ruling. They should have had this figured out
right.
Months ago.
To dangle that out there for that long, that's wrong. It's 100%
wrong. It's not fair to the team or the player.
No, not fair to anybody involved with all that. No doubt. Can I wish Milena a happy first day of school today? She's listening, and it's going to be great. I hope it's the best first day ever, and I hope you have this unbelievable day of making friends and all that. So, Milena, thanks for listening this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Win game, South Carolina. Does anybody want to go in the order? Sam, you want to go first? Landon, you want to go first? Anybody have a preference there as far as going first?
Doesn't matter to me. I can go first.
All right, Landon first, then Sam, then Mickey. So, win game for South Carolina, opening up with Shane Beamer's alma mater in Atlanta on a Sunday. Virginia Tech.
South Carolina win.
Yep. I think they're going to blow them out.
Agreed. South Carolina State.
Win.
Win.
Win. Vanderbilt at home.
Win.
Win.
Win. At Missouri.
Win.
It's going to be a tough game. I'm going to give them a win, though. Very real world. Missouri's a 9-10 win football team. A lot of people are high on them.
I'm going to go loss. I think it's the first true road game, and I'm going to get lost with this one.
I think there's a couple more road games down the stretch I'm more worried about than that one.
Yeah.
Kentucky?
When?
At LSU?
I think they lose this game.
I think they lose this one as well.
We are in agreement there.
Should have won it last year, though. Give them that.
Oklahoma at home?
Win.
I think they win this game.
I would agree. Alabama at home?
Win. Quarterback battle favors South Carolina.
I agree with you.
I think they will win that game.
I'm shocked. I thought you were a Ty Simpson fan over there.
I am a fan, but you still, I'll still say Sellers. Sellers is better.
It's your boy.
At Ole Miss?
Win.
Win.
I'm not a big fan of Ole
Miss. I'm going loss. At A&M?
This one might change after seeing, you know, how well Marcel Reed does. But
did
y'all
see him in practice the other day? The video of him throwing, like he couldn't throw it. He barely hit. He couldn't throw it in the ocean.
If he's sandbagging, you know, for the preseason, whatever, then we'll see that later. This might change, but for right now, I'm not liking Marcel Reed. So give me win for South Carolina.
Gamecocks only one loss for you so far, Sam.
Very cautiously saying loss here because I think Texas A&M is going to be very, very good in the trenches, and that is a very tough place to play. But I don't feel great about that one.
Coastal?
They will win.
Agreed.
Win.
Clemson at home?
I believe they lose that this year.
Yeah.
Landon, South Carolina, 10-2.
Yeah, hey.
You can't hide your Gamecock flavor there. Sam,
listen.
9-3. Mickey, 8-4. That's some variety there.
And I think that is definitely the window. Yep. I think they could definitely be 8-4. I think they could definitely be 10-2.
You think 8-4 is the floor, though? I can see it being worse than that.
I think 7-5 is the floor.
I agree. 7-5 is the floor.
Pretty disappointing year. They would have to lose a lot. They would have to drop one at home that they shouldn't drop to get to that 5.
All right, let me give you the 5, though. Is it within the realm of possibility that they lose to LSU on the road, Alabama at home, Ole Miss on the road, A&M on the road, and Clemson at home? That's 7-5. That's the floor, 7-5.
Oh, sure.
And that's beating Missouri, and that's beating Oklahoma, through that. Anyway, I'm going 8-4. You guys are going 9-3. Sam, 10-2. We had one wanting to know Colorado.
9-3, for what it's worth, puts them right on the edge of that. Enjoy December debating time.
Yeah, again.
Sweat it out.
Second straight year. Again. This is Dion's group, Coach Prime, with – and by the way, I'm pulling for him this year because of what he went through in the offseason. So it's crazy. Like Shador went through some adversity. Now we kind of pull for him a little bit, and Prime went through some medical stuff. Pulling for him now. Can I pull up? Do we even know? Bear with me a second. Like who's returning that we know of?
I was just getting there too. I know the quarterback battle has been fun. He hasn't named anyone yet, but you have the top star, for them, and the. I forgot his name is
Julian Lewis.
Julian Lewis. I wanted to say Julian Sayin, but that's the other one. That's
Julian Lewis, stable. Number two quarterback. Yeah. I want to say in the country.
Lewis, and then you have Caden Salter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Salter.
So those two, and you're going to have a great quarterback either way. It's just I don't know.
Tell them because Salter with that helmet on looks like Aaron Rodgers with that helmet on yesterday. That just looks so weird.
Hey, he's a dog though. That's all I know. Or at least he was. He kind of struggled last year, but he played really well a couple years before that.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 transfer starters projected to start right now, and the place kicker and the punter and all that.
They lost a lot of speed at the receiver.
Yeah. With that said, are you ready to do Colorado?
Sure. Who are we assuming starts quarterback week one? Salter.
Yeah, let's go Salter.
Okay.
All right.
Disappointing last year. Great year before.
Georgia Tech.
Loss.
I totally agree.
Fun opening week game though.
That is an interesting one. I'm gonna be watching for sure.
Delaware.
That's
a Friday night.
Or win. I was looking at Tech. By the way, that Tech game on a Friday.
Yeah, Friday night.
They'll beat the Blue Hens.
Yeah, that's a win.
They'll pluck the Blue Hens. At Houston.
I think that's a win.
They'll win at Houston.
Wyoming.
Win.
They'll win.
See, Josh Allen's going to the Wyoming Hall of Fame.
Sorry. Yes, he should.
That was random. But
yeah, he should. BYU?
I think Colorado. That dude didn't get in trouble and leave. I forgot his name now.
Retzlaff.
Yeah,
Retzlaff. I think they'll win. I think they'll beat BYU at home.
Yeah, Retzlaff. That leads a lot of questions at quarterback for BYU.
Loss. At TCU?
I'm going to give him a loss against TCU, against our favorite furry.
Give me TCU.
Agreed. Iowa State at home?
Loss.
I'm not high on Iowa State, but I think they'll beat Colorado here.
At Utah?
Ugh. You know, I hate to do it to my mom, but give me Colorado.
I'm going
to
give them a road win here.
Your mom is. I'm going to give them a loss. Your mom's at Utah?
She's from Utah.
How about that?
Yeah. She's a Jazz fan.
Arizona? At home?
That's a win.
That's going to be a fun game, but I think they're going to win it.
At Rich Rod?
Oh, we know what you're going to say.
Oh, yeah.
But give me a win.
I think they're going to lose.
Arizona State?
Loss.
Loss.
I think it'll be a good year for Prime there. And at Kansas State?
I don't even really know what Kansas State has, but...
on the road against a ranked team.
Avery Johnson?
Yeah, loss.
K-State's going to be good. I think they're going to lose that game.
Landon, 7-5. Sam, 6-6. Mickey, 3-9.
Last year, you had him going 0-12. So, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like our first show that we did together.
I joked.
He was low.
Wow.
We had a good time with them.
They were much better than I thought last year.
I think a 6-6 season for them with Shador gone for the first time.
I mean,
here
you
for
lost
Prime.
A lot of talent on the offensive side. To the draft, so.
I think their quarterback situation will figure itself out. I think their O-line is going to be pretty good, actually. Like, very solid, because a lot of it is returning and growing. And I think the defense will be decent. So, I think this is a 6-7 win team. I think getting to a bowl game this year, 7 wins would be excellent. I think 6 would be perfectly fun.
And let's be honest, the Big 12, you literally have no idea.
You throw a dart at the
line. You never know who's going to be good, who's going to be bad.
I trust Arizona State in the Big 12. I just trust them. I think they've got a good thing going
go
on.
Go back to back, kind of control it.
Yeah. I love the head coach quarterback combination is the most important thing in college football right now, and I think they've got the best in that league right now.
Wonder how long it takes to get to Juju Lewis at QB.
Halfway through.
Yeah. We'll see. Awful lot of promise there for sure. Hey, my great friends at Roosters, Roosters MGC, Roosters Men's Grooming Center. Get your haircut like a man. Get the straight razor shave. Back of the neck, straight razor shave. Head massage, neck massage, 7-step facial. Some camouflage in there if you need to get rid of some salt and get them out of your pepper. So take care of it. Let them take care of your too much salad in your bowl. It's great friends at Roosters, Roosters MGC. I am due for one, so I'll go by and see my great friends over at Roosters Plaza on Pelham Road in Greenville. Short break, much more after this.
The countdown is on. 17 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
Clemson takes a shotgun snap, wants to throw underneath, has it complete. That's going to be more. Turns it up to 15, the 10-5. Touchdown. It's another big first quarter for Clemson. 2 seconds left in the quarter. It's 16-0.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Ever tried calling an insurance company after a wreck or work injury? Press 1 for confusion, press 2 for excuses, press 3 to never speak to a human again. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm, and we don't play those games. If you've been injured, we take on the insurance company so you don't have to. You focus on the healing, and we'll handle the headaches. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. We don't let them mess around and get away with it.
Hey guys, dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD+ and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men, men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Trust me, if they could do planes and trains, they would. In the meantime, Pendleton Tire Company does automobiles, trucks, and SUVs with trusted service on tires, lift kits, brakes, wheel alignments, and custom accessories for nearly 55 years. Pendleton Tire Company has taken care of generation after generation. Now it's your turn to discover why folks trust the team at Pendleton Tire Company. Open weekdays from 8 to 5, the Pendleton Tire Company on Mechanic Street in Pendleton. PendletonTire.com.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Tapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at CraftStoveStore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature memorable moments with than family. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
To Charleston today. Guess what? If I see any plumbing problems, you know, I'm calling One-Time Plumber. They're in Charleston. Be in Columbia maybe later this month. Guess what? They're in Columbia. Be in Greenville later this month as well. Yeah, guess what? They're in Greenville. One-Time Plumber, the name is the number. You don't have to go through Google searches. You don't have to go through any kind of engine searches and find out numbers and make sure you got the right one. This is easy to remember. When you have that plumbing issue, call the name, call the number. One-Time Plumber, Clemson grad, starting this company. You're going to love it. It's One Tom Plumber. The name is the number. We were talking, the Kelsey brothers have a podcast. Do we know what it's called?
New Heights.
Y'all watch it? Listen to it?
I see clips.
Yeah, I'm more of a clips watcher for those guys.
Not a big podcast guy.
Y'all short attention span, is that what it is?
Yeah, you know, I watch the Pat McAfee show, but we know how you feel about that, so yeah.
I'm not a big McAfee guy either.
So, good job, Sam. You're smart. And I mentioned this on air one other time. Someone sent it to me where Bill Murray is on the Kelce Brothers podcast. And I want to show it to you guys during the break. But you got to do a clip. By the way, don't watch with your grandmother. There's some language in it. I can't play it on the radio. Some language in it a little bit. But they ask him to tell the story. Is it true? Where Bill Murray calls up, I don't know, the actress in Roadhouse. But
figure this out.
But the actress in Roadhouse, Murray knows her husband. And he says every time he sees Roadhouse on like TNT at like 2 in the morning or whatever, he'll call the husband up right during the makeout scene. Apparently there's a big makeout scene in there. And Murray would like, you might want to turn on TNT. TNT. And the guy knows it's coming. And he turns over to watch his wife make out this guy. And he goes, he's all over Pat Swayze. He goes, you know, Pat Swayze didn't have to do that. You know, first they called him Pat rather than Patrick Swayze.
Bill even like, called him once from Russia. it's Kelly Lynch, by the way.
But he's like, he didn't have to do that. Like, even, it's in the script. He's an actor. He's playing a part, whatever. But you might want to watch your wife get made out right now.
And she's been married to her husband now for... like 30 plus years, 33 years. So he's been doing this for 33 years.
Don't you know it, man? Like on his caller ID, see Bill Murray.
That 2:30 in the morning. I was on TNT.
Oh, man. That's fantastic. That is awesome. I played a trick yesterday. So a phone trick. We had Eric Schneider in. And Eric he said he works out with this guy's good, really good friend of his. And he works out, and he had me call him yesterday and leave a message about, man, you got to start bringing it. You're embarrassing your family at the gym and all. And the guy texted me. I never met the guy, but he's a loyal listener, and the guy said, man, it just cracked him up, so it was good. So we got all over that guy. That's good. I got two texts here, Win Game Wednesdays. By the way, Dane Young at 8:05. And I'm out at 8:45, so you guys got the last segment today. You know what you're going to do? You don't want to tease anything.
Yeah, but probably just be a little bit NFL talk. You know, we have a lot of college football.
NFL guys over there.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, you wait for me to get out of here before we talk NFL because you're smart because you don't want to talk about the NFL. Win Game Wednesday for Illinois. Something very interesting. Obviously, Altmyer comes back after a good year. You have – now, the running back transferred to Georgia. So you got that. But you got an experienced offensive line. Yet seniors everywhere.
I was about to say, this team competes with the Louisville squad for a very experienced roster. You go look at the linebackers. There's four starting seniors.
You got on the offensive line, and this is where you know they're going to be good, but you got four seniors starting on the offensive line. Get old, stay old. And coming off of a terrific year, and the Gamecock fans can attest to that, Illinois is a good football team. So with that said, Win Game landed first in Sam to me, Western Illinois.
That's a win.
Win.
At Duke's, a very interesting football game.
Loss.
Really?
Duke's really good at home.
Yeah, Duke's had a great record
at
home.
That's a tough one. I think I'll give it to Duke.
Sure. By the way, really? Illinois, second most returning starters in college football. Number one, just returning starters, is Arizona State at 17, Clemson, Illinois tied at 16.
I like it. I'm going to go... Y'all are going Duke there?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Illinois there. Western Michigan?
I think that's a win.
Win.
Big game at Indiana.
I think they win it.
I think they win that one as well.
I'll give them one of that. Southern Cal at home?
Win.
Win.
Agreed. At Perdon't?
Tough one. Win.
You laugh. This was a war last year. This game ended like 51-49.
That's my Boilermaker.
Purdue will be blasted in this game most likely.
Ohio State.
I really don't know what Julian Sayin looks like, if I'm being honest. But I still think the rest of the talent wins. So give me a loss for Illinois.
I'm tempted to let Illinois have this one. This is a home game. I think Julian Sayin's going to be good for what it's worth.
I could go 50-50. But I'll do that with Duke and Ohio State.
I don't think Ohio State goes undefeated this year. However, I think that loss probably comes to Texas week one. I think I'm going to still lean Ohio. I think I'm going to lean Ohio State here.
I am as well. But remember this. If they beat Duke, 1, 2, 3, 4, they'll be 6-0 and ranked about 8th in the country.
Yeah.
It might be higher than that.
They could be.
They're going to be, what are they in the AP, like 8, 11, 12? Like they're
I think after above that. You watch that Ohio State-Texas game, the answer to this game will change.
Yep, 100%. Ask me that Monday afterwards.
Maybe.
At Washington.
Win.
Okay. Rutgers.
Win.
Maryland.
I mean, Maryland has One of the exciting freshmen coming in, too, at quarterback, but I don't think they'll be good otherwise.
They're going to kill Maryland.
Yeah.
At jump around.
Win.
This is a game that could get them in trouble. I think they're going to win this game, but this is the game on the schedule that of all the trappy games for me, you've got seemingly four pretty easy games to close the season out. Wisconsin could get them in trouble. You know, I'm going to give them a loss. I'm a Hammond a loss.
Sam Hammond a loss. I'm going to get a win there. And then Northwestern at home.
They will be at Northwestern.
Win.
All right, here we go. Landon 10-2 for Illinois. Sam 9-3. Mickey 11-1, but I'm going 10-2.
11-1.
That's just one. That's a win game revealed. However, I just feel like it's worse. Like it's going to be somehow, some way, it's going to be 10-2.
Illinois' offensive line will dictate very much of what this season looks like. If their offensive line is really good somehow, this team probably wins.
I will tell you, I think it's going to be one of the best offensive lines. Bielema always has good offensive lines.
Agreed.
And you're looking at the Ohio State game. Ohio State lost a lot on the defensive
and
line.
At home, and that place jacked up. Maybe the biggest game in Illinois in 40 years or something like that?
I think they split either Duke or Ohio State.
I think they split Duke and Indiana, one of the two, and then they lose a very close game to Ohio State at home, and then I think their season will hinge on that Wisconsin game.
Our good friend from the Naval Academy, an instructor at the Naval Academy right now, Colin Brady, listening online, wants to know about the GOATs, want to know a little Navy win game.
That's close to my heart, my college football 26 team.
I like it. VMI?
Yeah, that's a win.
That's a win for Navy.
UAB.
Give him a win. Is that still Dilfer? Is he still at? Is he at UAB? Am I right in saying that?
I think so.
Seemed like he is. He didn't get fired, did he? At Tulsa.
He's still at UAB. Tulsa's a tough
He's at UAB for this year, or about October. Tulsa on the road.
I'm going to give it to Tulsa.
Really?
No.
Wait. No. That's Navy.
Give it to Tulsa.
Blake Horvath's a dog, man.
Yeah, Tulsa's terrible. They're gonna destroy Tulsa.
I think they will lose a game they have no business losing.
Rice?
They'll beat Rice.
Yeah.
So you're saying Navy over Rice. All right, Air Force.
They'll beat Air Force.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you see the Air Force uniforms in that one?
No.
Pretty fire. Man.
Love that uniform reveal.
But Navy.
At Temple?
Temple, tough win. I'll give them a win over Temple.
Yeah, give me the win.
FAU at home?
Win.
I think they will beat them.
At North Texas.
And this is a very good schedule for them to win a lot of games.
Yeah.
That's a win.
So what you're telling me is...
I'll give them a win.
What you're telling me is, let me make sure I said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Landon and I have Navy 8-0.
Oh, yeah.
I can't see that.
Going to Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
I can't see that.
That's what it was last year.
I don't think it's going to happen again this year.
I'm going to give them a loss against Notre
Dame. I only have them with one.
Yep. You got them 7-1. Loss against Notre Dame on the road.
It hurts, but yeah.
You get to this game.
I think it's going to be closer than you think because Angeli stinks.
Well, who's starting?
You mean, Carr.
Sorry.
Do we know if it's Carr or Minshew? Do we know?
They're still battling. No word on Notre Dame quarterback yet.
This is one of those games where people will get excited for this and say Navy's got a really good shot to win it, and then you'll see that Notre Dame will be able to run all over.
Yeah, I mean, you still have Jeremiah.
The talent gap last year made that game uncompetitive in the first half, and that, is probably what's going to happen again.
They'll probably have like 10 passing attempts and still win by like 30.
Quickly, South Florida.
Win.
At Memphis?
Win.
Army Navy?
Win? I don't know, man. Give me the GOATs, sure.
I'll give them a win. I think they'll beat Army.
Colin, I'm sorry, I give them a loss. Sam 10-2, Mickey 10-2, Landon 11-1. Comfortable playoff.
11-1 gets them in? We haven't talked really about, and I'm sure we'll talk about it a lot next week, kind of that group of five.
It'd be so fun to see them. They'd probably get blown out, but it'd be fun to see them.
Let me just be honest with you. Give me either Army or Navy in the college football playoff.
Oh, yeah. It'd be
just
fun.
Just inject that in my veins.
Imagine one of those places hosting.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Dane Young's going to talk some Georgia football when we come back, kicking off hour number 3.